Welcome to the Middle East Update with Amir Sarfati. Amir discusses the latest news from Israel and the region through the lens of biblical prophecy. The original video versions can be found on Behold Israel's YouTube and Facebook channels. To make it convenient, we've converted them to audio format to keep up with your busy schedule. Be sure to also subscribe to Amir Sarfati on Telegram for daily updates from the Middle East. Amir's Middle East updates are based on the latest and most reliable sources, so you know you're getting the most accurate news. Now, on to the update.
Hey, shalom, everyone. This is Amir Sarfati, and I hope that I'm live. Breaking news, big news that I want to give you from the last 5 minutes. So please, if you are not on Telegram, you may not hear that, but the Israeli operation in Rafah has just begun on the ground. I mean, we've been pounding from the air for the last few days, but Israeli armored forces and infantry and special forces are right now crossing the border into the southernmost city of Gaza, Rafah, and begin the ground maneuver to destroy the last four remaining battalions of Hamas. You won't believe who is the biggest obstacle that we have right now for it, okay? I mean, it's unreal. Again, for months we've been saying, ladies and gentlemen, for months we've been saying that only military pressure on Hamas will produce results when it comes to releasing hostages that are still alive. We've been saying that for months. And the biggest obstacle we had was the United States of America. It wasn't the Palestinians, because they obviously, we know what Hamas wants. They want to claim victory. But we thought that our best friend, America, will help us, as they promised, at least the Biden administration, as he promised to finish with Hamas. Well, since, I don't know, 2 weeks into the war, basically, the Biden administration has been trying to convince us not to even enter Gaza, not to enter the Shifa hospital, not to enter Khan Yunis, and now not to enter Rafah. Look, only that produced the return of the abductees last time, and only this will produce the release of hostages this time. Israel finally decided that it's time to do it. Unfortunately, it cost the lives of four Israeli soldiers yesterday when stupid Hamas, shot mortar shells on Israeli soldiers that were in the same place where we are actually loading humanitarian aid and food for them. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But anyway, long story short, few minutes ago, the Israeli ground maneuver into Rafah has begun. There was an extraordinary shelling of artillery and tanks that began the maneuver. Then infantry and armored troops and armored forces began to roll into Rafah at this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, thousands of Israeli soldiers on foot, in tanks, and in the air are right now storming into the last stronghold of Hamas in Rafah. The whole world is trying to stop us, not because they really love us. It's because they do not want us to win this war, and let me explain why. The progressive, liberal, stupid left wants a Palestinian state, and only a defeated, wounded, humiliated Israel will finally somehow beg for a deal that will maybe include a Palestinian state, a strong, powerful, and victorious Israel will not agree to a Palestinian state. And so what has been done in the last few months is making sure Israel will not win this war, so we can finally introduce a Palestinian state. And how will we do it? We will even go all the way to Saudi Arabia to tell them that if they normalize relations with Israel, you know, it's just for one thing, just tell the Palestinians to give them a state and that's it. And everything will be great. Listen to me. This is from the devil. And right now, we're doing the right thing. Look, Hamas already, a few hours ago said, hey, okay, we agree to a deal. The moment they realize Israel is preparing to roll in, which we are right now, Hamas suddenly says, hey, we are prepared for a deal. But Israel did not even know any deal that Hamas was saying yes to. I mean, every deal so far that Israel offered, Hamas said no. So we were asking, what deal did you just say yes to? And believe it or not, we just found out that the deal that Hamas said yes to is not a deal that Israel even was aware of. It's a deal that the CIA chief, together with the Prime Minister of Qatar, together with the Turks, and maybe even the Iranians, plotted together. So Hamas will say yes to it, and Israel will be the one that is against it. Now, you're hearing the F-16s because we're pounding Rafah right now. I don't know if you can hear it, but listen to me. The Biden administration not only backstab us when it comes to don't go into Rafah, but now they cooked a deal behind our back. And it sounds like Hamas said yes to it, and now Israel is going to be the problem. I cannot even tell you how much we think that this administration is maybe even more hostile than the Obama one. It's crazy, because they think that if Israel lost so many lives in a short span of time, that will be enough to convince them for a Palestinian state. This is it. All, you know, it reminds me of what Kissinger said regarding the Yom Kippur War. He said, look, we let the Egyptians surprise Israel and win or have some sort of victory, so eventually there will be peace. I mean, aren't we reliving this whole thing again? Somebody wants us to be defeated or to bleed, so at the end we will actually agree for this utopia of a Palestinian state. And by the way, again, the stupid politicians think that the Palestinians wants a state next to us. Just listen to what even the stupid students are chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They don't want a state next to us. They want a state instead of us. They say it. I posted on Telegram today the meeting between the leader of the Palestinians and Adolf Hitler in 1941 in Berlin. In 1941, Israel was born in 1948 as a state. In 1941, Hitler vowed to destroy the Jews in Europe and in Arab countries. There were hardly that many here. And in 1941, the Palestinians admired Hitler already for his plans to destroy the Jews. It has nothing to do with West Bank or Judea, Samaria, or Gaza. It has to do with the Jews coming back to their land. That's what it has to do. It has to do with Jews. It's funny, they're telling us, go back to Europe. You just admired the one who killed us in Europe. Go back to Europe? So, And by the way, if you want to see videos, if you want to read all the news, if you want to see maps, go to Telegram. Download Telegram. Find Amir Tsarfati. I've got 530,000 subscribers. There's a lot of fake channels there. They're not mine. The only account that is mine, the only channel that is mine, has 530,000 subscribers. And I'm going to give you videos, maps, and of course, information on what's going on. So again, for all of you that just joined us, Israel officially began a ground maneuver into Rafah to finish with the last four remaining battalions of Hamas. America is trying to sabotage it. America is trying to fail us. America apparently cooked a deal. So Hamas will say yes, but it's a deal that we never heard of. It's a deal that was cooked between the CIA and the Qatari government. And it basically includes a complete cessation of all the war. For what? For 33 abductees. In other words, the war is over and they still get to keep 100 abducted people. Hello? Is there anything there between those two ears that you have? You have to be super ignorant to think that a war can end when they're still holding nearly 100 abductees, and Hamas is not completely defeated, is not giving up his arms, is not leaving that place. So my point is this: we have to be very strong. It's Memorial Day for the Holocaust. We won't let it happen again. We do have a state, we do have an army, and we have a very strong God. And if we need to stand alone, which when I say stand alone, I don't mean stand alone without God. I mean stand alone without a political ally around. We might have to. But again, go to Telegram. I'm going to report throughout the whole night. Israel has just begun a ground maneuver into Rafah with tanks, artillery, and of course special forces and infantry soldiers. We're rolling into Gaza. Hamas is in hysteria. US is in hysteria. They cooked up a deal. Hamas says yes to it. Israel has no clue what this deal is all about, because that's not the deal we're offered. And now all fingers will be pointed at us, but we could care less. We must finish with these Nazis, and we must defeat them. Follow me on Telegram, and God bless you. Pray for the IDF, pray for the Prime Minister. I cannot imagine how strong he needs to be, because there's so many brainless Israelis also that are protesting against him, because they play the exact game that Hamas wants. Listen, he needs your prayers. We need your prayers. The IDF needs your prayers. We need Hamas defeated, destroyed, and that is the only way we can bring an end to this war. Thank you for praying for us. God bless you. And go to Telegram, download it, and follow my channel. Subscribe for free, Amir Tsarfati channel with 530,000 subscribers. Tomorrow, I'm launching my new book, Discovering Daniel. Tomorrow, go now, get it if you don't have it. Tomorrow, it's out. Finding peace amidst world chaos. Let's see what God has for Israel and for the world, according to the prophet Daniel. Discovering Daniel, you can go and find it online. Tomorrow we launch it. It'll be everywhere. All shops, in Walmart, and Barnes and Noble, and also in Target, I think, and other places. Thank you. Pray for us. Pray for this book to lead people to the saving knowledge of the Messiah. I love you. God bless you. And good night from Galilee.